The Today Manufacturing Podcast offers a powerful and unique perspective on the biggest stories impacting U.S. manufacturers. Anna Wells, David Manti, and Jeff Ranke apply their experience as editors of industry-leading brands Manufacturing.net and Industrial Equipment News in providing in-depth analysis of the latest headlines. Their insight, along with a mix of humor and human interest, makes Today in Manufacturing a go-to source. Keep pace with supply chain challenges, electric vehicle developments, labor struggles, robotics, and more by listening, downloading, and subscribing to the Today in Manufacturing podcast.
On Saturday evening, an incident at a southeastern Wisconsin substation caused the grid to go dark for some 16,000 people. According to We Energies, a Wisconsin utility company that provides electricity to more than 1 million customers, the culprit was a raccoon. According to a spokesperson, a raccoon touched two pieces of equipment simultaneously, which knocked out the power and likely made for one really unhappy trash panda. The utility restored power relatively quickly. The lights were back on for most residents in a matter of hours, but animals cause significant power problems every year. According to We Energies, animals are behind 10% of the utility's annual power outages. Luckily, they're typically a quick fix. In February, a raccoon cut power to thousands in Toronto, trapping people in elevators and disabling traffic lights after it came in contact with equipment at a utility Hydro One station. According to Electricity Canada, via a Reuters report, squirrels are actually behind most animal-related power outages, followed by raccoons and birds. But they are not alone. In a most curious case in New Jersey, a power outage was caused by a flying fish that knocked out service to more than 2,000 people. Local authorities, which named the fried culprit Gilligan, say the fish likely fell from the talons of a bird of prey, like an osprey. Every year, some 13 million people in the U.S. lose power due to animal contact. These outages can cost utility companies up to $18 million per year. This is according to Utility Products. According to the Department of Electrical and Computer Engineering at Texas A&M University, public or animal contact account for 7% of power outages in the U.S. The most common? Weather and or trees at 62%, followed by equipment failure and the elusive other. In brighter news, maintenance only accounts for 1% of America's outages. I'm David Manti. This is Manufacturing Now.